Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Forge D20 podcast. I am your game master, Zach. So, to give a recap of what happened last time, in their most recent mission given to them by Devlin Miller, the party confronted a squad of Warforged within the Ember Enclave facility, uncovering that these constructs were infected with Mind Flayer parasites. Following the confrontation, Unit 2814 and Lloyd exited the building first. However, when Dalcom and Moros attempted to follow, they discovered that 2814 and Lloyd had vanished without a trace. Opting for a more discreet escape, Dalcom and Moros navigated through the alleyways of Eflar. Along the way, they noticed a prominent sign declaring them as wanted criminals in the city. Seeking refuge, they descended into the sewers where they were unexpectedly met by Bibble. Guided by Bibble, they traversed through underground passages and encountered an arcanically altered alligator who, with his quick thinking, Morris Omenborn cast Speak with Animals and persuaded the creature with some food to allow them to pass. Emerging from the sewers, the duo and Bibble reunited with 2814, Lloyd, and Devlin Miller at an abandoned train station. Together, they are going to be formulating their next plan of action. However, we're going to hit the rewind button a little bit. We start today's session. Unit 2814. We're going to go back to when you were leaving the Ember Enclave facility. You guys were the first to run out the door, you and Lloyd. As you run out of the facility, I need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw, please.
Okay. 21.
Okay. What's kind of going through your mind in this moment? You're wanting to escape. What are you kind of, what's Unit 2814 kind of thinking about?
So he's a little panicked because of seeing the worm inside that Warforged head. He's kind of having a bit of a conflict of mind. You know, he's wondering, like, does he have one of those? Is it only these ones? What does this mean? You know, and he's also thinking, like, he has to get out of here. He has to expose this. He has to report to a superior immediately. But then he's also thinking, what if I can't report to a superior? What if this goes way deeper? So mostly panic. He's mostly very worried about what his next step should be, besides obviously trying to escape.
Okay. As you're running and you're having these thoughts, coming right behind you is Lloyd. And as you're thinking these thoughts, suddenly opening in front of you is a pink vortex opens up in front of you. And you run through it, and Lloyd is so close behind you that he also tramples through it. You guys end up teleporting yourselves. And right as Dalcom and Moros turn the corner, the portal's already closed. And they're figuring out their stuff. Though, I will tell you, in the meantime, what you guys did. You guys were teleported to a completely opposite side of the city. Closer to the estate where Devlin Miller was staying. You all met with Devlin. Devlin discovered what happened. The mission went wrong. He sent Bibble out to try to intercept Dalcom and Moros, since you guys unfortunately got separated. And you all followed him down to an abandoned train station underneath the city of Eflar, which is where we're going to pick off. As Bibble, Moros, and Dalcom emerge from the sewers below, Devlin, who's just sipping on some tea, notices that they've arrived. Ah. Bibble, thank you for bringing Dalcom and Moros here. I'm glad that you guys got here as soon as you could. seems like that you guys made a little bit of trouble for the Ember Enclave.
Moros is going to pull out his greatsword, and he's going to point it right at Unit 2814.
And he's doing the same with his glaive.
As he does this, he's probably about 25 feet slowly approaching Devlin, Sir Lionel, Lloyd. Step away from Unit 2814.
Now, let's not get hasty. What's going on, Devlin?
There's a worm in his head. He's got a worm in his head.
A worm? He looks at Unit 2814. Do you have a worm in your head? What do they mean by a worm in your head?
The corrupted Warforged. We managed to split one's head open and a worm fell out of it.
What did this worm look like?
It's the Mind Flayer Worm, Mind Flayer Worm. Mm. They told me about him.
That's what I figured. I wasn't sure. And he pulls out a notebook and he starts writing things down. Mind Flayer Worms and Skywatch Soldiers.
Too calm. You're too calm about this. Very weird and very weird. Too calm. Too calm. Bad thing. This is a very bad thing.
So, let me inquire you about this, Unit 2814. I've studied Mind Flayers a bit. I have a basic knowledge of what they are and what they do, albeit it's very limited. Usually, they share one mind. Do you feel like you've ever gotten orders from anything? Or maybe have lost control of yourself at any point?
No.
Peculiar.
Delcom whispers to Moros, doesn't he take orders all the time? Isn't that his job?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So you insinuating that every Skywatch member would have something to do with the Mind Flayers, I don't know if that's necessarily true or not.
There's a bit more. They said they're like that. He's like them. He's like them. That one dude at the entrance when we got turned away the first time.
So why did he go against his quote-unquote protocol and come and find me?
Don't know. Don't want to find out if he ever decides, you know, to give in.
I'm not like them.
Can you split your skull open without dying?
Open your skull up and let's find out.
Robots can do?
I don't know. I am a robot. I don't make them, so I don't know the limits. But I know I am not like them. They betrayed the law. I would never betray the law. I am the law.
You can enter into a building.
We did technically break the law in order to enter there.
No, that was an investigation. I had a very, very reasonable suspicion, and now, with what I've gathered, I was perfectly justified.
You should be a lawyer.
Just admit it, you broke the law. You didn't have a warrant.
Too much. It's just too much. It's too confusing. I don't like laws. These are confusing.
We received an anonymous tip to come investigate it. I investigated.
Is that how it works?
I'll tell you something that's not so anonymous, okay? When I took this sword and put it through a robot's skull, a Mind Flayer's worm came out of it. An exact copy of what you are. Hundreds of you running around the city, thousands potentially, all crawling with Mind Flayer Worms, and you're telling me you're the only one without one. And even if you are without one, quote unquote, who's to say 10 minutes down the road, 10 days down the road, 10 months down the road, you're going to betray us at a point in which we would need you most. There's no guarantee that they aren't using you right now, looking through those eyes that you're looking upon me with, using it to spy on us and gain information. Unit 2814, up to this point, you have been trustworthy. That's why I have not attacked you on sight. But you do understand that this is gravely concerning. And I'm going to ask very calmly, can you please take a few steps back from Sir Lionel?
I poke Moros in the ribs to get his attention real quick.
I peek my head to the side real quick. What? What?
You are paladin, correct?
Yes.
Divine sense, doesn't aberrations on there?
No, celestials, fiends, undead. Too none bad. Of the aberrant.
I don't have detect good or evil today either.
I do not have anything that would allow me to identify this, I do not think.
I look at Devlin Miller dead in the eyes. Do you?
Do I what? Have a mind flayer? Or ways of detecting what might be in
his celestial skull? Magic to determine if there's a aberration in his head.
I might be able to assist. If you could please...
Where did you get your celestial gifts from, if you don't mind me asking?
Meticulous study.
Just through study.
Study, gathering information. My spies are good at that.
Who do you get the divine from?
The divine? Like my information, my source?
Celestial magic.
Oh, celestial magic of stealing it from libraries, sacred places. We all bring them back, but this information has been proving useful for me achieving my goals.
What faith are you of?
I have no faith. Faith in humanity.
Morris. You can't trust him. He's off. Something weird. Not right. Very wrong.
Moros doesn't say anything, but you could see the look in his eyes like, yeah, I don't fucking trust him either. He's really, you know, there's like a, if I could psychically tell you right now that he's giving me the heebie-jeebies, I would.
It's a lot of, I'm getting, accepting. My bullshit meter is going off, and there's like a bunch of half-truths going, I feel like I'm being fed, and it just doesn't, no, I don't like it.
Well, that means
I think he's siphoning something from somewhere.
I don't. Okay, this is out of character talk. Just out of character, just speculating at the table, open conversation. He's very trusting of 2814. After just finding out he has a mind flayer leech potentially in his skull. No offense to you, Parker.
Okay.
But. I find his indifference to a lot of these things to be a little alarming. Like, oh, there's mind flayer in him? Like, okay, maybe there's a mind flayer in you, Devlin. You seem a little fucking calm, don't you think? I would assume he is a calm man, but there is part of me that is like, he's very indifferent, and he's not saying, he's not being honest enough, it feels like. So there's like something being hidden. Something's hidden from us. Maybe he's not evil, but he's definitely hiding something, it feels like.
Hey, Parker, how are you with dying for a second, by the way?
Huh? Oh.
Parker. Technically, if we wanted to, We could split your skull open. I then mend you after you, you know, we check to see there's a mind flayer parasite in there. Revivify you to bring you back. And you'll just be back to normal. No, I would. It's a goofy plan,
that,
but
that's
I don't,
creative, I though.
Dalcom would not propose that. Dalton would. I was just looking at my spell list to see if I had anything to figure this out, but no, I don't. I saw that. I was like, that'd be funny.
All right. In character, real quick, Morris was going to ask a question.
Okay.
You seem awfully trusting of 2814 awfully quickly, Devlin. And 2814, I'm not necessarily doubting your own mental capabilities in this moment. But I am extremely concerned. Is there any way you could prove to me beyond shadow of a doubt that I can trust you? I am a knight of the Wild Hunt. If you have a mind flayer parasite in your skull, I am oath bound to remove it. That is why I am being very cautious. And even though I do enjoy your company up to this point, not trust you at this moment.
Besides killing myself and opening up, well, assuming it would kill me, opening up my skull, nothing really comes to mind than my word. But I have been nothing but honest with you this entire time. I am not being communicated with by some kind of worm army or whatever is going on here. My duty is to protect the city and uphold the law. And that is what I'm going to do.
I have one thing. Just going over spells I know. It can build trust, but it can't give us a true answer on if you have a parasite or not.
What if I told you I have something?
You're fucking creepy. I don't like you, but okay.
He reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out a little canister, and he twists the lid off, and it appears to be, and he presents it to you, it's an ointment. It is gray in color. Take some of this and place it on your eyelids.
Does he have eyelids?
No, talking you.
I'm talking to one of you two. If I did it, it seems you do not trust me, so I would rather have you do it.
Correct. Okay. Do we have to go on both eyes, or could we both use it and put it on one eye each?
You can both take it if you want, but I'd probably get quite tired. It takes a lot of energy to make this.
Cool. Okay, I take it, and I put them on my eyes, and I put them on Moros's eyes.
All right.
My eyes are all gunked up now.
You've been rendered permanently blind. No.
Everybody roll me a con save.
That I can fix. I cannot fix mind flayer parasites.
Give a... Oh, my God. Put some on Devlin.
All right.
All right.
Put some on him. Be like,
I think I used
look
it
at
all.
Him and be like, oh, damn.
And we look at, I look at 2814.
Okay. You can see all the wirings, the power supply, the processor, every single thing that helps Unit 2814 run. Hell, if you were to look at Devlin Miller, you can see his fucking skeleton.
And start vomiting.
Moros looks at him. He looks at all three of them, really.
Okay.
Including Sir Lionel. Just to make sure he's good.
Sir Lionel's good.
He was promoted to it.
Looks like a standard human skeleton and muscular system. In fact, he looks very healthy. Look at Devlin Miller.
I'm extremely healthy.
You look at Devlin Miller. You see the exact same thing. Then you look at Unit 2814.
It's an arm and a skull.
The processor of Unit 2814 is located inside his skull, similarly to where the human brain is located. And you see, inside a vat, inside of this processor, rests a small worm.
Oh, Moros, I'm... Okay, I see it. I've got the great sword still out.
Immediately. This last, by the way.
This lasts for an hour.
Cool. I will be messaging you something, Hunter, over Discord.
Okay. Before I declare what I want to do, I'm going to read that. Don't do anything just yet. Time out.
I don't think it will. I don't think it'll make too much of a difference on what you're going to do.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to. I'm putting my sword as close to 2814 as possible, and I'm stepping between him and Lionel and Dalcom. And I say, and I very calmly, I put the sword towards 2814, towards Val, kind of poking him in the stomach like to back up as I step between him and the others. And I look at Val, 2814. I am sorry, but inside your head is a worm. I can see it plain as day. Inside that looks like some form of chip. Some small storage compartment is in there inside your skull. It's small, but I can see it. You can see it too, can't you, Dalcom?
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. You turn and look at Dalcom. There is nothing.
Well, he already knows. He already knows.
It should freak him out.
You don't see bones? Yeah.
An hour. It's over an hour. Yeah.
The organs, nothing.
Dalcom, do you tell him you see the worm too, right? That you see the worm.
Is that in him? Mm-hmm. It's there, in a little tube of something. It's in there. Maybe that's why you're okay. Maybe it's trapped.
Devlin, step away from 2814. Moros gets in a fighting stance with his greatsword ready.
Do we have to fight? We could try to remove it. Surgically.
I'm not going to kill him. I don't want to. He has been our ally up to this point, and he does have a point. If he wanted to kill us, he could have done it. But at the same time, this is rather alarming. That at any moment, he could just wake up and join their side and betray us to them. I don't exactly want him giving us away, working for the enemy. Who's to say that, like I said earlier, they're not using his eyes to watch us? He could be a double agent and not even know that he's doing it. He could have complete control over his faculties right now, but still be giving them crucial information. And still at the apex, the climax, the most important moment, betray us.
Have you had maintenance done, 2814, ever?
Routinely, yes.
Do they take off a faceplate or something to work on your facial circuitry?
I would not know. I'm never awake for it.
You might be awake for this. If you don't mind. And I'm going to step towards him. But I don't have my weapon in hand.
I take a step back.
I'm going to pull my hands up. I'm going to slowly, like, reach for the sides of his face to see if there's like a switch. I'm going to try to be gentle.
What are you doing?
Seeing if your face comes off.
Tampering with an officer of the law is a crime.
Having a mind flare parasite in your skull is a crime against reality.
You could say you're, you know, guilty of partaking in a traitorous plot against your own people.
I'd never do that.
So Unit 2814 was the terrorist all along.
You're right, Sir Lionel, he was. All along.
No, that was you.
The misery.
I'm gonna drop a zone of truth real quick.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Where?
He drops it on Sir Devlin Miller!
Centered on me. And it's gonna encapsulate all of us. We're all within 30 feet of it.
Wisdom save, right?
Yeah. I'm obviously going to choose to fail.
I choose to fail.
Are you making it known you're casting the Zone of Truth?
I mean, it's not a secret. I can't subtly do it.
Okay. I won't say if Devlin...
It's got verbal and semantic components, so... Sorry. Yeah, 15-foot radius, so... total area is 30 feet, but...
Okay. Gotcha.
30-foot diameter around me.
Hang on, I'm gonna...
You can choose to either
in here to see what I do because I don't know what I should do.
Yep, you can either choose to succeed or fail, and it's a charisma saving throw. Sorry, not a wisdom. 15.
All
right.
Well,
you should choose to fail if you want us to try.
An officer of the law has no need to lie.
How would you know if I lied?
He would know.
I'll know.
Don't we know if you pass or fail?
Yeah, an affected creature is aware of the spell and can avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond with a lie. Such a creature can be evasive, yet must be truthful. I know whether a creature succeeds or fails on this save, and you physically cannot speak a deliberate lie while in this radius. That's why I said it wouldn't help us with the mind flayer parasite. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it more so you trust me that I'm not trying to hurt you in this moment. Of trying to see if there's a way for me to remove the shell without killing you.
I don't even know if it fucking comes off.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. That's what I'm trying to look and see.
So is 2814 letting him work on him though? He's not saying no.
Well, he stepped back, and I had just said I'm not.
Are you still stepping back, or did you stop? And you're gonna let him do it.
I'm letting him do it, but my arms are raised. If I get uncomfortable, I'm gonna grab his arm.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Moros is very close by with the greatsword drawn, but he's not threatening 2814. He's just standing very close by.
Okay.
While he's doing this, 2814 says to Moros, in my satchel there is a journal and a hard drive. Take it.
Moros looks at him.
What would this role be? Investigation or
to investigate the journal
to see if there's a 2814 to see if I can remove his faceplate.
There is
investigation,
medicine, but he's not human, so that's why I was like, I don't really know if that would work, but
it is pertinent to investigation. My investigation.
Moros takes out the hard drive and the satchel.
Would you roll?
Let no one take
four.
A four?
Five total, but yeah.
Five total. You kind of feel around. You don't necessarily find anything. You do feel some grooves on his faceplate, but you're not sure if it's going to be safe to take apart.
Well, if this hurts at all, stop me. And I'm going to try to lift up on those grooves.
You lift up on the grooves.
Does it hurt?
no pain. It all just comes off. You see all the wirings and very complex mechanisms going off inside of Unit 2814, and you see on that processor Inside a pink gem is a floating worm with liquid inside. There is liquid inside this gem, by the way.
I look to Lloyd. I think, well, how confident are you in removing this without touching anything else?
I'm as confident as I will ever be in my life.
All right. Then I'm going to step aside, say a prayer, put a hand on Lloyd's shoulder, and give him guidance. So,
Moros is going to help this action by holding Valhazak's head still. Ah, so he's got advantage too now. You see that? Sorry.
All right. So you can roll a dexterity check.
I'm going to use my telekinetic movement to just grab it from his head.
Oh! Okay, so do this. Instead, you still need to make a check.
Wasn't sure if you had telekinetic movement.
Do a wisdom check for me with advantage.
I give him good vibes, so he has advantage, yeah.
You're still holding his head still, so that,
Yeah, I hold his head still, so yeah.
So that... you're reducing the movement of things inside.
Also, I would like to humbly request that Moro sees this gem.
Add a d4 as well, because I gave you guidance.
Oh, crap, I close it. Let me know the result.
15 total?
15 total.
15 was just what you needed. You're able to use your telekinetic abilities to slowly lift the gem off of the processor. However, as this happens, Unit 2814, you shut down immediately.
Yep. Fall right to pieces.
Oh, I'm just holding his fucking head now. Oh.
And Lloyd, the gem floats over to you, and it is now in your head. Hand.
Oh, fuck. I think it would die if it goes in my head right now.
Yeah. It'd be fucked. Oh no.
Is this supposed to happen?
Don't. Do not put it back in. Hold on to it. I have a theory for a moment.
Hold his parts together. hold his parts together. Hold his parts together.
I'm not holding anything together.
Dalcom, ask me
hold
a question.
Hold his parts together.
I don't know if this thing is influencing my mind.
Moros puts his hand out to Lloyd.
I'm frantically putting the pieces of 2814 back together so I can mend him.
Give it to me, son. I know.
No.
Give me that.
I must not.
Why?
I don't know what its influence is. Ask me something. Anything.
Ask you something?
Yes. We're still in the zone of truth.
Can you hand me the Mind Flayer tadpole, please?
No.
See? I asked you a question.
That wasn't a truth one of those types of questions.
All right. Are you Sir Lloyd or are you Sir Lionel?
What kind of question is that? I'm Sir Lionel.
Which one
of
are
course.
You? I see. Well, Sir Lionel, what is
the Sir Lloyd you speak of?
Okay, you're really starting to scare me here, Lloyd. Are you? You're not remembering this at all. This is a. Morals kind of like leans into your shoulder. Are we still doing this game where you're Sir Lionel? Are you going to ever go back to Lloyd? Or do you not remember?
I've never been to that location, Lloyd. I don't think I would be going back there.
I see. How about this? I'm just going to snatch the thing out of his hand.
Are you going to willingly let him grab it?
No, I'm not going to let him do it.
So, sleight of hand versus strength or dex check.
You want to just do your strength, my sleight of hand?
Yeah, why not?
Oh.
All right. It looks like Lloyd will be holding on to it as you try to snatch it and miss.
Give me the stone, Lionel. He cannot Moros. Be trusted.
How dare you? My squire. Shaya Kazin!
Fucking Moro falls to his knees and painted.
You see, this combination of words hurt him deeply.
Delcom is going to turn. Enough! And he's going to cast Hold Person on both of you.
I resist.
He's freaking out. It's a wisdom saving throw from both of you. 15. It's not a hard DC.
No.
Okay, so Lloyd is frozen, but he's...
I take the gem.
Delcom is standing up in between you two at this moment.
You can't. Rigor Mortis has set in.
Together.
Rigor Mortis! What'd you say, Delcom? I'm so sorry. He got me dying.
We need to put him back together.
No.
Help me.
I'm Help not putting him back together.
Me. We have the foot. We have the fucking wormy thingy. Put him back together with me. I need help. I need help. Your little bickering is not helping. Help me.
He is the tadpole. Once no, the gem, isn't. He fell apart. The tadpole and him are one. I am not going to put.
So if his body does not... I did not say put the body back in the body. I said put his body together. So I can mend it. Because then if we mend it, there's a chance we can fix him. That we can fix him without putting the tadpole back in. I need to fix him. Fix him now. I need to fix him.
Moro shakes his head. He's not going to come back on without the tadpole, I'm telling you. And he goes over and helps him as he's doing it. He's muttering. He's just like the whole time, like, he's not going to fucking turn back on, but fine, you know, hold it. And he's holding him back up together. See, how does he fucking look? He's all back together. Try.
And I'm casting mending with the help of holding him back into place.
Okay.
So that I can get this done quicker. Not trying to revive him at this moment, but to just put his body back together.
Okay.
And then after, you know, like 30 seconds, I'll remember Lloyd and I'll drop Hold Person.
Okay. You mend him back together. He stands upright, perfectly still. But nothing happens. He's still shut down.
Do not put that fucking tadpole back in him.
Okay, this is within expectations. I know Devlin has failed. Devlin, is there a way to turn him back on without the worm? All I heard from you, Zach, was buzz, buzz, buzz.
I didn't say anything. Did you repeat what you said?
I looked at Devlin because I know he's failed. He had failed it. Oh, the zone of truth. Is that a concentration? Hold on. No, it's not. Okay, cool. Not a concentration spell. Just lasts for 10 minutes. Awesome. Perfect. And I'm asking him if he knows of a way to fix, to turn back on 2814. Without putting the Mind Flayer back in his skull. Or to return to 814 without the Mind Flayer worm.
I don't know this specific model's schematics. Do you mind if I take a look? I think I could insinuate some things after taking a quick peek inside.
He can't say no.
I cast a suggestion. And I suggest to Moros Omenborn not to let Devlin fucking touch me.
Don't let Devlin touch you?
Yeah.
How can you suggest when you're not even conscious? I haven't
trusted that fucking guy. Mind Flayer worms or whatever have the ability of suggestion.
Oh my god!
I haven't trusted Devlin since the moment we fucking met him.
Alright.
Oh my god!
Do I hear his voice telepathically tell me that?
Yeah, you do. You do.
I look over at the gym. As I hear his voice, I look at the gym. I look at Devlin Miller. I immediately say, don't fucking touch him. And I pull out the great sword, and I have it pointed right at Devlin.
Bibble puts a fucking blade right in your back.
I stay still. Bibble, I keep my sword pointed at him.
I suggest once again, maybe put me back.
I audibly out loud, everybody can hear me say this. I'm not putting you back in your body.
Now we're just talking. Why not?
Well, I can hear you. They can't hear you. So that's literally what's going on. So I say, I'm not putting you back in your body. I'm not letting you look in. I'm not putting you back in there.
What the fuck?
You're not paralyzed anymore, by the way, Rav. I dropped concentration a while ago.
Devlin.
You.
He is the tadpole.
Bird.
He's speaking to me. He's telling me not to let you look into his body. He's also telling me to let us put him back inside. I am against this.
So Unit 2814 is this thing in my hands.
He is the gem. That's why I'm asking you to hand it over, because I don't want to put him back in there just yet. But I also don't trust anyone with it. I trust you, Sir Lionel. I am your squire. But do not put that gem back in that body just yet.
Then...
He has communicated.
You are my squire. You have made a suggestion. A good one. I will not put his body, this thing, back into that thing.
You want proof? Unit 2814. Tell them. Tell any one of them what you just told me. Tell Sir Lionel what you just told me. Morris is staring at the gym. Go on. Fucking.
I just thought of something really fucking funny, dude.
You don't do anything. You don't
Yo,
say
no, I should tell Lloyd he's lying. No, I won't. Unit 2814 communicates to Sir Lionel. He said,
you hear nothing but screaming once you connect to my mind.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I back out, and I'm gonna communicate to Moros, be like, he doesn't have any thoughts in his head. He was just screaming.
Okay, it was just screaming.
I think he might need help.
Moros says to the gem, I'll worry about that later. 2814, communicate with Dalcom then. Someone.
Now I'll use my mind abilities to communicate with Dalcom. And I will say... I don't even know what to say. Put me back, dude. Put me back right now.
Bro, put me back in that fucking thing. Fuck that guy.
Somebody you hear back.
I don't know what's going on.
Put me back. I don't know what's going on. I'm scared.
Somebody fucking help me.
I cannot trust Unit 2814.
You're speaking into an empty void right now, is basically what's happening. You're just hearing echoes. There is nothing going on inside that head.
I like this little gem. I might keep it.
This is fucking insane. I go back to Morris.
I hear him say that's fucking insane.
This is a fucking mess.
I know it's a fucking mess, 2814. I'm trying to sort this out for now. I just can't put you back in your body.
Actually fucking alive.
What do you mean? Wait. You saw? You saw Dalcom? Morris turns and looks at Dalcom again, seeing nothing but the hollow thing inside, like there's nothing. He looks at him, he looks back at the gym. Sir Lionel.
It was like, why do you keep looking over at Dalcom like that?
And there's no end to the hallway. And then Lionel's head was essentially like being at the end of the hallway, and all you hear is yelling.
Gods.
Well, all I want to do is uphold the law. Yes, and I'm a worm in a fucking jar.
Yeah, you are. You literally are a worm in a jar. I find this to be most...
Moros, Hold on to this gem for me while I look in my bag.
Moros takes the gem. His eyes get real wide. Yes, Sir Lionel. And he takes Moros. The gem and holds Thank it you. Very close
the,
to him. And
the journal in the hard drive holds the key. Wrapped around it. We must track down those leads.
Protect the gem. Here we are. Protect the gem. I have this mini television that we can replace his heart with.
Huh?
That couldn't possibly work.
Sir Lionel, where did you get that fucking bomb?
Oh, fuck.
It was... I don't remember.
I told you he was a terrorist.
Is there any blinking lights?
No, it's off.
Okay.
It's disarmed.
Wait a minute, are you talking about the fucking tablet?
No, I have a tablet and a mini TV.
I thought you... Because you still have the tablet from my family.
You want to use that instead?
That's what I thought you pulled out. I was going to Delcom knows you have it. That's how he found you in the first place. But I just was like, wait a minute.
If this doesn't work, we can each cut off a piece of... all of our limbs, not all of our limbs, we can, all of us, what? Take a piece from our bodies to replace him.
Sir Lionel, what the fuck are you talking about?
Reverse engineering.
Okay.
He's a machine. We can make him a man.
I would like to cast Plane Shift on me and Moros.
Oh my god! What the fuck?
I was just going to ask to walk like 30 feet that way to see if the body followed, but what is happening?
Okay. So do we plane shift?
No. You do.
I won't do it.
You can. Mindflayer Worms can plane willing. Shift.
Yeah, you have to be
willing. I'm willing.
Cool. We'll plane shift.
Wait a minute. Can they plane shift because of the fucking veil?
That's what I'm about to describe what happens. So, you attempt to
You just evaporated yourselves.
You attempt to use plane shift, as you know this is one of the abilities that you have. However, your small little parasite is so new to this world that it hasn't done what some of its other Mind Flayer brethren have tried already. Plane shift. You attempt to... But you feel some sort of divine magic blocking you from being able to do so. You try, you like squeeze your brain really hard, and like you open your eyes and nothing, you're still there.
Ah. The law forces me on this plane. I must stay.
What the hell was that?
The jar starts vibrating with my righteous anger.
I can feel it vibrating in my hand.
Could you walk 30 feet that way? See if the body follows.
His body.
His body, yep. It stood up on its own.
Moros walks 30 feet with the gem, with Val inside of it. He walks 30 feet. He's hanging on. By the way, I've got a fucking death grip on this dude. He ain't going nowhere. I got the journal, I got the hard drive, but I got him in my right hand clutch, and I got the great sword in my left hand. I walk 30 feet.
Nothing happens.
What happens? Okay. There. See? It's still there.
Hang out there for one second, as I'm going to look at Sir Lionel. Where is Lloyd?
Who is Lloyd?
Ooh, that's what I was afraid of. How old are you?
How old am I? I've been around for quite a while. Currently 43.
Where did you grow up?
Well, where did I grow up? Right here in Eflar.
What have you done with the web? What work have you done with them?
You talking about those terrorists?
Oh, what?
Wait, yeah, Delcom,
the web?
Delcom realized when...
I'm confused.
Lloyd wasn't lying about not knowing who Lloyd was, that something was fucked. Okay. Ooh. We need to go to find a very high-level priest at some point.
You're not a priest.
Nope, I am a war cleric. I'm only good for very minor healing. You have a broken brain.
Sir Lionel has no broken brain.
I would like to
Your
cast,
brain is split in two.
I would like to cast Levitate and try to dart my ass back into my head.
Leave my motherfucking hands, boy. You're not leaving my motherfucking hand. I got a death grip on you.
Oh my god. Can they? Hold on. Can they?
Fucking uses catapult on himself.
This dude's using a level 13 ability when we're level 5.
What, levitate? It says I can do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It says at the 13th level.
Well, I'm in worm form, dude. I have worm stats.
Worm form, dude.
Worm form, worm stats.
Yeah, it's like polymorph.
Somehow I'm stronger as a fucking worm.
Maybe there's a reason behind that.
I cast extract currently... brain on more. No.
Yeah, I'm currently trying to go through the steps of explaining to Lloyd that he basically has did.
I'm going to talk
without
to
knowing what did is.
2814 for a moment.
Yes.
I look at the gem. I got a good grip on it. I'm looking at the gem, though. I look at the tadpole kind of wiggling around within. I kind of like bring it up close to my face so I can see if I can look it at its eye. I'm trying to look you in the eyes, 2814. Mm-hmm. As I hold you, you know, about a couple inches away from my face, I got a good grip on you, though. I keep it very firmly grasped. Firmly grasp it! Okay. As I'm looking upon you, 2814. It brings me no pleasure to keep you from your corporeal form, your body. It brings me no pleasure to think part of me wants to crush you right now and end this and whatever threat you might be. My oath compels me to do so. To break this gem and kill you. And with every fiber of what is a knight of the Wild Hunt within me, wants to do so. But I'm going to go against that part of myself. I'm going to trust you only enough to put you back in there. But I want you to understand, 2814, if at any point you give a sign that you're one of them, that you aren't under control, that you're helping them, I will end you. Do we have an understanding? If we have an understanding, you can go back in your body. If not, I will crush you right now. It is your choice.
If I betray you, I want you to kill me.
Moros nods as he holds the gem. And as Dalcom and Lionel are discussing how to fix his brain, Moros just in the background is going to walk right up to the body, take the gem. And he doesn't really know where it goes in there. He just looks in there. He's like, eh. And he just fucking tosses it in there.
And you put it where it's supposed to go. It's literally the fucking perfect fit. It's like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, as you walk up, you hear fucking Dalcom to Lloyd. And when I met you, you were telling me the story of how the Whispering Woods made you eat my little brother as Lloyd. And you helped slaughter my entire family. You're two different people.
What an awful story. You tell that to children.
No,
he tells it to everyone.
You did that. That's a thing you did.
Sir Lionel has never left Eflar.
We need to get Sir Lionel to a fucking hospital.
Sir Lionel has it. Lloyd has. Lloyd is, well. Ooh. Do we have two mirrors?
I have no mirrors, Devlin speaks up, but if you need to get your friend to a hospital, you can't do it here in Eflar. Nope. You're wanted criminals.
Oh, don't send us down.
I have no choice.
I've never been a criminal a day in my life.
You can find passage down there, and there are hospitals down there that can help your friend. There's clerics down there who can help your friend.
Am I a criminal?
Ooh. We were seen on Scrying Eye there when we tried to enter the building. Our pictures are everywhere.
Also, remember the bomb that I saved us all from? Yeah, they've labeled me an enemy of the state because of our behaviors. And, well, Sir Lionel, I am your squire. So, therefore, guilty by association, I suppose. It is my fault. I am a terrible squire.
That is unfortunate news. But you are not a terrible squire. You've been the best squire I've ever known. The only one I've ever had.
What did
so
you
don't
mean,
beat yourself up Morris? Too much about that.
What?
Sir Lionel, where did you meet Morris?
Right here in Aflar.
How long ago?
Technically, that is true.
That
is when
not that long ago.
Do you remember how you met him, or was he just always by your side?
What are you talking? He's always been by my side. We were lads, little lads, I think. It's been there since the beginning.
Moros nods whenever Sir Lionel's looking at him. Do you agree with Sir Lionel? And as soon as he looks away back at Dalcom, I'm shaking my head no. And mouthing no to Dalcom, no.
Dalcom looks at him. You're not helping Moros.
So even he agrees.
He keeps nodding. Yes. Mm-hmm. He looks away.
This is, this is why I'm bad at being a doctor. I don't know what to fucking do.
Oh, just to clarify, I can only do worm things as the worm, right?
Correct. Yes. Once your Warforged form, you don't know this, so I won't tell you, but you're just your character sheet.
Yep. All right.
That does give us some options, though. I'm just going to keep that in the back of Moros's head that now that he's done it and he knows you can telepathically communicate with him and shit. That's something that we can potentially use later as a weapon rather than, you know, just removing you from your body. That can actually be useful, potentially.
Sir Lionel, there's a family of innocent kittens and children down in a hospital underground. We must save them immediately.
Are you trying to speak to me telepathically?
No, I'm speaking to you physically. I'm back in my body.
I'm a
robot again.
Yeah,
I'm trying to convince you to just go willingly kittens and children. To the hospital. Yes!
My goodness, we must go. Dalcom. Moros.
Yes,
Unit 2814. Thank you for this piece of information. Let us proceed.
Very good.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the underground.
Yes, and you're going to need my help.
Moros is going to slowly turn to Sir Devlin.
Going to make us go down the elevator.
Devlin.
Yes.
I have a question of you.
I have an answer.
He's telling the truth.
Zone of Truth has been down for a minute.
You are a seemingly secretive fellow with your hands and fingers in many different jars.
Ooh. Cast it again.
Okay, you can do that.
No, I'm joking. I don't have any level 2 spell slots.
You have been very helpful to us. And I understand that you want to bring peace to your people in this region. But there is something within me that tells me that you are not telling me everything, nor can I trust you. How can I accept your help in this moment when I cannot trust you?
That's a valid concern. Moros, I have a question for you in response to you giving me this question. You looked inside my brain. Did you see a parasite? It's just my first question. Just simple yes or no will do.
He shakes his head now.
I do want the best for my people. I absolutely do. I'm a member of the Council of the Bright Star. One of the people of the most highest power and influence in Aflar. And I've seen what this city-state has done to the people of Eden. And I would much rather bring us together than see us separated and apart. We all are cut from the same cloth. I want to see my people united, not apart. That's why you can trust me. And look me in the eyes when I tell you. That is my main goal. Now, there are things I'm hiding from you. But that is because I have a bit of a troubled past. My father, he's a criminal. Murder for hire, racketeering, money laundering, drug distribution, all of it. All up here in the city of Eflar. A noble man who was given everything, who decided to throw it all away because he was driven by greed and power. When I discovered that my father was a disgusting man, I decided I never wanted to follow in his footsteps. I wanted to make this city better. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I promise you that. And I would lay my life on the line, giving you my word.
Morof nods up and down.
Very well. Then how do you intend on sending us to the Undercity?
Well, not going to lie, I was going to send you through some of the underground tunnels that I have had dug throughout the city, but a little bit of a complication has had Skywatch discover them, so I had to clear them out. There's only one way down. The Grand Lift.
The Grand Lift. Why does that sound so familiar? As if someone told us to stay away from there.
Lloyd climbed it, or tried to climb it. Not entirely sure the story. Does Sir Lionel know the story?
Moros knows the story. Moros, the character Hunter, may not know the whole story, but Moros, the character, knows the story that Lloyd, you climbed up the Grand Lift, right?
I was trying to see if Sir Lionel had like fragment memories of trying to scale the Grand Lift.
Do you, Sir Lionel?
Long ago, before all this mess happened. Yes, it's before I had become a knight.
It's before we met, yes. So we're going to have to take this Grand Lift.
I think he just broke him.
He's like, no, you were there, I'm sure of it.
Was this... So, Devlin, is this Grand Lift monitored by the Skywatch?
Yes. It is guarded by Skywatch enforcers. They have some Arcanatech Rune Wardens, just like Unit 2814 there, but they have their newest creation, the Rune Warden Prime, is there as well. They are a much more powerful, larger version of the Rune Warden line of robots. And there's one human or humanoid soldier overseeing them. However, I feel like you would struggle with taking them on alone. So I'm going to give you a contact of mine who you will meet before you go to the elevator. Their name is Damocles. You'll meet with them on an alleyway to the east of the elevator. You'll know when you see them. They will give you a sign of some kind that only you will be able to see. You will meet with them. They will help you in getting in.
Okay. Moros kind of takes a moment. How can you be sure that we're not going to be spotted? I don't know if you've noticed this, but we do kind of stick out like a sore thumb. Sir Lionel, maybe could stealth his way by.
2814 might be able to blend in with his infected brethren. But Dalcom and I, considering he's a giant winged creature with feathers all over his body, and I am a red-skinned tiefling with antlers.
I think you mean Washington Commanders colored.
Well, I have something that can help. Bibble, take the knife off of Morris's back and you realize that the knife is still to your back. Bibble places it away. Nothing personal. I just serve my master is all. And he takes out two boxes. These are two disguise kits. Let's just say that my spies are masters of disguise, and I think that I'm confident in our abilities to alter your appearance enough to where you don't stand out. How does that sound?
Or if not.
Just don't pluck me.
We will not pluck you, I can promise you that.
Don't pluck him.
Well, I'm going to stay behind. I have some planning to do, some research to do. But meet with Damocles, and he will help you. Take this. He hands you guys each. So there's four of them. Four small green stones that could easily fit in your ear. These are sending stones. They will allow you to communicate with me whenever you need to. I always have one in my ear. He shows you his green stone in his ear. If you need anything, do not hesitate to contact me.
Can we communicate with one another as well?
Yes, you can.
An open line.
Correct.
Dalcom raises his hand.
Yes.
I don't have ears.
Well, I guess you could use it like hold it to your mouth and then put it to where your hearing orifices are located.
I have holes on the side of my head, but they're really small. I don't have ears.
Like a necklace.
Spit on it and force it in there.
Okay.
I also don't have ears.
And he, Dalcom, spits on it and shoves it in the hole.
Oh! No!
There's a loud squelching sound.
Well, that was a thing.
I open up my face and I put it in there.
All right.
Because now I can do that.
Well.
We found your face panel.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully this can help you trust me a little more.
And I Dalcom hope raises his hand again.
Yes, Dalcom.
Is this place safe to sleep?
Eden?
No, safe to sleep.
Where we're at right now. Is it safe to sleep in?
I would recommend getting out of the city as soon as possible.
Bad. I don't have much, capability of, well, anything right now.
Well, you can take the risk. Maybe, how about this? You all wait here. Take your rest. I'll have Bibble stay behind for you. And I'll have Damocles meet you here instead. That way you guys can get your rest in, and you have an extra eye to watch over your shoulders as you rest. Is that fair?
Thanks for me.
Alright.
I just am not confident in a fight with so little magical capabilities at the moment.
I understand. You need to be at full prowess.
A few things out as a party anyways.
Well, good day to you.
Master Scott. Yes, good day.
He walks away into the shadows.
Moros, could I please get my evidence back?
Moros looks at him. He looks at the journal.
Well, part of me wants to keep this, but fortunately for you, I cannot fucking read. So, this is yours, and he hands you the journal back. And I'm also technologically retardant, so this is yours as well.
And he hands you the hard drive.
Yes. The journal of reference. I like that I wrote Journal of Midget. I think it's iMidget is what I wrote, but I assume their name is similar to that.
iMidget? Like, yes. iRobot?
I would like to, because I didn't really get a chance to, I would like to peruse the journal.
Okay.
I was going to say something before you went to peruse it.
Okay, go for it.
As I go to hand you the journal and you go to take it from me, I hang on to it. Like, I have a grip on it, and you look at me. And as you look at me, remember your promise to me, because I am going to remember it. Not one misstep. And then he lets go of it.
All right. So I'm going to read to you, because I did tell you once, but I'm not sure if you remember what was inside the journal. You get an overview of that the Rune Warden Primes are being constructed to schedule an invasion of the mainland where the Kingdom of Elicor is located.
Okay.
They have left some behind to sow seeds for what is to come. What is to come is not mentioned exactly, but something is to come in Eflar.
Me? No.
They also go into detail about an assassin who killed a noble individual named Dallas Vinstrom, that Savius, the writer of this journal, who heads the Ember Enclave, has smuggled the assassin to the capital city of the Kingdom of Elicor, called Elia. They are noted of having a tattoo of a skull and a scale in the background of the skull, which is notably so in worship of Sarkat, the god of death and justice. That is basically what you see in the journal.
I look at Moros and I'm like, I think there's a chance I should have given this journal to Devlin.
Maybe we should communicate that to him.
He left.
Bibble here. Bibble's still here.
Give it to Bibble. Bibble will give it to him.
All right, I'll give Bibble the journal and say, give this to Devlin as soon as he returns.
Understood.
But I'm going to hold on to the hard drive.
Do you want to keep a copy for your records?
Yes.
Sure, yeah. What?
I will write it into another journal as you guys sleep. I should get this done in about the time it takes for you guys to wake up.
Bibble's been smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Speaking of, you got a cigarette?
No, I have a worm in my fi- I mean,
I have a worm in my brain.
As that's how I should sound as the worm.
Fuck. As the worm?
Yeah,
as the next time I'm in worm form. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to start casting Invoke the Amaranthian, however it's pronounced. And my rolls for that were a 4 and a 6 the last 24 hours.
Matter of fact, Bibble, is there a fucking, like, is there a computer I could use?
No, but
shit.
I know that you guys are headed to Eden, so they have some older models. Are you inquiring about that hard drive you have?
Yeah.
Luckily, that's an older model, hard drive. You go down to Eden, you find yourself a computer, you can get that hooked up and extract the data that's on there.
Alright, thank you, Bibble.
Of course. Thank God for backwards compatibility. Otherwise, all this shit would just be useless.
What's on that hard drive?
I don't know, I'm trying to find out.
20 terabytes of worm porn.
Well, anybody else have anything they want to address before you guys take a long rest?
Nope.
All right. Well, if that's the case, that's where we're going to end our session tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Forge D20 podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give a special shout out to you guys for listening all the way through. every time that you guys listen through, it means the absolute world to me. So reach out to us on social media. Let us know that you watched the whole episode. Then let us know what you think. Also, make sure that you guys follow our social media, Facebook, Instagram, at 4HD20 Podcast. Follow our YouTube as well. We post Let's Play content there. I also want to give a special shout out to our patrons on Patreon, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. Thank you. I love you guys so much. Take it easy.